Never underestimate the power of recessive genes by Shannon Frost Greenstein. In the Punnett Square of life, we are all nothing more than our basic nucleotides and our filthy, sexual, Darwinian urges. Marionettes at the mercy of nature and nurture, no one escapes their own genetic blueprint. No one gets to choose. No matter the persuasive power of ethos or desire or willpower or fate, the dominant gene will always, always be expressed. So when you look at me and my recessive mess of frizzy hair and mental illness and type O blood, and then compare that to my sister, with her dimples and her widow's peak and her neurotypicality, you kind of have to feel like I got the short end of the stick. And yes, I may have lost the genetic lottery with my damaged, small-breasted, inferior alleles, but I am a miscreant who has looked death in the face, and evolutionary biology just loves a mutant. To survive, you see, is simply a matter of adaptation, while nature picks off a selection of the weak. But to live is an entire odyssey of overcoming in order to transcend the hand of cards we are each dealt at birth. I will never overwrite the DNA responsible for the darkest kinds of ideation that haunted my darkest days. But through years of Herculean therapeutic effort, I have managed to find a life of joy. I have managed to survive. Never underestimate the power of recessive genes.